Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel today, the weather is warm with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It remains pleasant in Haifa, perfect for those enjoying the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, just in, the war in Iran disrupts the alliance. The U.S. considers reducing its presence in Kuwait due to Iranian missile and drone attacks, reports the Wall Street Journal. Also, earlier today, the IDF demolished Hezbollah tunnels beneath southern Lebanon's Beaufort Ridge. The Prime Minister and Defense Minister say this action responds to a drone attack from a day earlier, according to the Times of Israel. Also this hour, despite optimism, Hamas clarifies the fine details and conditions for an agreement in Gaza. The terrorist organization sets three main conditions concerning heavy weapons and Israeli withdrawal, as reported by Israel Hayom. Separately, Netanyahu showcases diplomatic victories with expiration dates. After returning from Washington, he claims to have achieved all his diplomatic goals, reports Forward. And finally, Netanyahu and Lapid V for a critical title in the U.S. Ahead of Israel's elections, both leaders try to win America's favor, according to the JTA. Reaction has been swift on social media. Lieutenant Colonel Ella Waweya posted minutes ago that the IDF eliminated two Hamas terrorists involved in weapon smuggling and planning attacks. Danny Dannon, a former Israeli ambassador, posted earlier today commemorating the 1929 Hebron massacre, emphasizing its impact on ongoing terrorism. Aviva Klompas reported that the IDF has eliminated Ahmed Hussein Mohammed Kafina, a terrorist commander involved in recent abductions. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the situation in Kuwait, the Wall Street Journal reports that Iranian attacks have caused the Pentagon to rethink troop deployments. This strategic shift highlights the growing tensions between the U.S. and Iran, impacting regional stability. Turning to the IDF's actions in southern Lebanon, the Times of Israel details that the demolition of Hezbollah's tunnels was a direct response to a previous attack. This move aims to disrupt Hezbollah's operations and signals Israel's readiness to counteract threats. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Israel Hayom reveals that Hamas has set conditions for an agreement, focusing on weapon storage and Israeli withdrawal. This development underscores the complex negotiations needed for any long-term peace in the region. Netanyahu's recent diplomatic efforts, as reported by Forward, suggest temporary successes with potential long-term challenges. His return from Washington marks a series of achievements that may soon face expiration, impacting Israel's diplomatic standing. Finally, the JTA notes the political rivalry between Netanyahu and Lapid as they court U.S. favor. Their attempts to secure American support could influence the upcoming Israeli elections and future U.S.-Israel relations. On the economic front, first, a report from Walla Business describes an incident where 14-year-old girls were required to cover up while kayaking to respect the ultra-Orthodox public. This has sparked discussions on discrimination in public spaces. Separately, Israel Hayom Business announces Rothstein's expansion with plans to market approximately 1,600 apartments by year's end. This move highlights the company's growing influence in Israel's real estate market. And finally, Globes reports that Generation Capital has won a significant deal for Shikun and Binui Energy. The acquisition will position PowerGen as a leading energy player in Israel, pending regulatory approval. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.